Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so my question to you was, what is the country in the world with the most tornadoes per square mile? What are you guessing? Jesus, you're Dave, making your own tornado with your inhalation.
It's just, you know, my strong point is not geography.
Okay, well, I presume you can name a country, can you?
Can I bet something?
Oh, he's going to bet something.
I bet you it's a place that tornadoes aren't associated with and that they're just sort of really weak, but there's lots of them.
Okay.
See, I would have just said America.
Right, America.
Get out of the question.
It's not America.
Somewhere open. Wide open.
Wide open. Like, what, can you give me an example of a wide open country?
Is it like the Arctic or Antarctica?
It is not the Arctic or Antarctica.
Is it Scotland?
Yes, in a way. Lots of people have guessed correctly. It's actually the UK. So the UK as a whole gets the most amount of tornadoes per square mile. But you're exactly right, Dermot. They all register in the bottom kind of category, category one and two, which aren't really devastating. They're gusts of up to like 112 miles an hour.
How is it not us then?
Well, because whatever, so I think there's, again, here I am, not knowing too much, but there is something to do with land mass that, and the topography of land that creates tornadoes, whatever it is, all right?
So okay.
We don't have enough of that to create tornadoes. You get the odd kind of water spouts and stuff on the coast, but actual tornadoes, the most per square mile, and obviously the UK isn't very big, physically,
yeah,
but the most per square mile is the UK. It's a little nerdy fact.
Typical.
And I mean, like,
they
if I break
everything.
It down,
everything.
If I break
all
it down.
The big boots, they get better Marks and Spencers.
But you can't. Can I tell you what the average number of tornadoes a year is to win this prize of the most per square mile? 34.
Oh.
34 tornadoes a year is all they need to do to be the most, because they're not very big, obviously.
But they're not visible, though, are they? Like the American ones?
No, well, no. Yeah,
like,
they can
like
be.
Twisters.
No, they can be, yeah. Tornadoes are twisters, yeah. So, like, they are, but they're just not. They're weak, so they're not picking up cows and bringing them from one side of a field to another, like they are in
they're
America.
Just caressing the cows.
You know little red pandas? We have them in Dublin Zoo.
Yeah.
They're called red pandas, so everyone assumes that they're related to pandas. They're not. In fact, they have no living relatives. They can't find any other animal that shares anything with a red panda.
Why do they call them panda then?
I don't know.
Surely they could make up another word.
Yeah, and have you seen them? Like a panda is like a very large animal, and a red panda is not a tiny animal, but it's a very small animal. It's about the size of Buddy, Dermot's dog, like a Jack Russell. And then the panda is obviously huge. So I don't know why. Maybe they just both live in forests in China.
It's just cultural appropriation. I can't believe it. I'm onto Twitter straight away. Stop culturally appropriating pandas.
Stop appropriating Twitter. This is interesting. Dermot and I would do this a lot. We talk on this show, obviously, have conversations every single time the microphones go on. But in a conversation, a speaker's turn averages 2 seconds. Not in Dave's world. I talk a lot. But the pause in between two people having a conversation is only 200 milliseconds before the next person talks.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, like that. So that gap between me saying talks and you saying, wait, what? Was 200 milliseconds.
What's the point? I don't get it.
That is really tiny. Like that when you're having a normal conversation with someone, not a radio conversation like this, you're having a normal conversation.
Oh, see, I was thinking speakers. You said speakers, so I'm totally confused.
Each speaker, each person talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were talking about radio and speakers.
All right.
So I was talking about speakers.
Sorry, I confused everything. Imagine you and I are sitting outside our desk and we're talking about Rian.
Yeah.
And you talk and I talk. The average length of time you and I talk for is 2 seconds per snippet of conversation. And the gap between us talking is 200 milliseconds. It's universal across cultures on Earth. Like, they take people from, you know, tribes in the Amazon, take people from UK, America, Australia, Africa, whatever, and put them in conversations in their normal situations. And it's exactly the same.
So anything longer than those milliseconds between the two of us talking is when you start to notice an awkward silence.
Yeah, more than 200 milliseconds. You're like, oh, cringe, what's happening?
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.